Hi Leo.
Hi Emma, كيفيك؟
I'm good, not bad. انت كيف؟
I'm also good, doing well. It's quite sunny outside. حلو هيك التقس. So I guess my mood is...
ايه ليك اليوم it's blue outside.
كمان؟ Nice.
ايه I was surprised انه apparently كان مفروض تكون thunderstorm all this week. I was surprised. يعني thunderstorm؟ يعني رعدت مرة وبرقت مرة.
Clearly مش مثل لبنان يعني.
ايه. بس انه هون لانه هول الاشياء ما بيصيروا I was like oh shit انه رح تقع البناية ما بعرف كله خشب هون انه
you make it sound like you live in a shed
if you huff and puff it will be blown away
اف
ليك it's been a busy يعني حسة busy time to be alive بلكي غير مرة تفضل
اوكي انا I'm excited today لأنه clearly we have a guest clearly from the title of the podcast
I'm clearly also clearly إنه في حدا على الكول soon يعني so clearly
to us whatever it's our second guest for this season هلا she can introduce herself let's not do any introductions
okay
hello guys
Hi Sarah, كيفيك؟
Hi.
Good. You revealed my name, Rhea. I wanted to keep
sorry.
أردت إياه Rhea.
I'm good. I'm good and you?
نحن منيح. حكيت عن تنيناتنا.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess this is the part where I introduce myself.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so I'm Sarah, Rhea's ultimate best friend. مع Emma as well. we're talking about this Maria and it's a bit weird because I don't know how to like عارف عن حالي like when I think of you know هاي بدي عارف عن حالي بفكر انه هاي اسمي سارة و I live in Lebanon so this is it يعني
especially انه in your case I guess it's a bit more special because انه انا عايشة بلبنان بس من اللبنانية
yeah so it's like keeping it vague هيك I don't have to explain all the details.
All the details. I guess it's not possible إذا حدا لبناني سألك من وين وأهلك من وين وأي ضيعة.
Yes. كانوا يسألوني دائما like in school من أي ضيعة. I used to say إنه غزير أو كفر حباب depending on the mood يعني. بس إنه yeah.
أنا وقت يجيني هيك سؤال I also don't know إذا هلا أنا it's a bit different obviously ما عم بقول same experience بس إنه I live محل بت إنه أنا من محل تاني دايما they're like من وين أنت I never know إذا من وين يعني وين عايشة ولا من وين يلا عائلتي من وين it's a bit
yeah I feel like it's the case of most people in Lebanon إنه الضيعة is usually مش where they live
that's true
like دايما في حدا عنده ضيعة و they go during the weekends وهيك typically يعني like هيك that's why I'm always confused of كيف عارف عن حالي و usually I try not to make it شي خاصه ب like من وين أنا أو شي like أنا سارة و I like to run and like listen to music and هيك you know keeping it very general so
yeah. أنا سارة وبحب الجاتو
إيه and sweet stuff Emma and أنت كيف like Emma was لأنه أنت you've talked in previous podcasts about you know your mom is you know مش من هون and Like, how do you feel about this whole question? And أنت من وين؟
حلو هالسؤال حبيته. I'm surprised يعني كأنه إنه مش لبنان ما حضروا للأسئلة.
أول شيء بدي أقول.
أنا كنت عم فكر إنه دايماً يعني هلأ شيء recent إنه لما بعرف عن حالي I'm like إنه إيه عم بتعلم هلأ. دوت 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 من بعد الدوت دوت دوت في انه soon to be unemployed يعني ها مين لي هون افكار يعني في... you can tell I have fears و nightmares ongoing somewhere be the conscious or unconscious anyway unrelated back to diverting so بلبنان كنت سوا يعني عادي انه الضيعة وهيك whatever random stuff يعني ايه نحنا من هون و people are like اه انتو من هون ونحنا من هون انا انه بيتش ما بعرف هالضيعة شو هي انه حلوة انه ما بعرف انه اوكي كول برافو شو بعمل انه I barely know انا ضيعتي وانه بس على الأد بعرف ضيعتي وين do you think I know the rest اكيد لا I barely go there anyway Imagine إذا my parents or my family listen to this, they're like, يا الله, our heritage.
عم بتجرسينا.
لا, quite literally, إيه, إنه معقول ما بتعرفي ده إنه, anyway, never mind. بس هون صارت more of a, إنه, إنه فكرتك إنه Eastern European, أو إنه some people think حتى I'm British, من just إذا قبل ما أحكي, لأنه لما تحكي, it reveals everything. بس, بس إيه, apparently some people شكلياً think I'm إنه white British. I'm like, oh,
great.
Okay, merci.
Thank you for erasing my unknown identity confusion.
إيه, exactly. إنه that's the thing. حتى لما أقول للعالم إنه لما العالم eventually بيصيروا يعرفوا إنه لبنانية وبيفهموا من وين, أكيد في the whole مسلمي أنا إنه لا, do you know where Christianity originated in أصلاً؟ إنه في مسيحية وفي غير مسيحية بالميدل إيست
يعني. كتير يضحكوني.
maybe culture yourself, whatever man. Anyway, بس البارت اللي صاير frequent أكتر هو إنه I get my Arab identity gets erased لأنه I'm white passing. So بيصيروا إنه ما إنه you're white أصلاً, شو عم تحكي؟ أنا إنه bitch I look white, بس إنه my experiences have not been white.
Exactly.
هلا أكيد كلنا to some extent our experiences are white من وراء the whitewashing و westernization اللي صار. بس إنه كده that doesn't make me a white person. يعني I am half white, my mother is white, إيه. بس إنه I was born and raised ببلد عربي و you know, a place your people have colonized, bitch. So no hard feelings. شي كتير بحب أقوله ونكته هو إنه لما مثلاً people ask إنه شو بتحكوا لغات, بيصيروا إنه يا الله أنا bilingual, أنا إنه so I speak four languages and I can understand a few others. وبيبي this is because of the you know colonialism اللي صار, إيه؟ يعني دايما I'm like, إيه, so we speak French because we were colonized and English because, you know, you're everywhere. make it a you problem, يعني. إنه أنا يعني I'm burdened with this many languages لصراحة من وراكم.
مش معقول, مش معقول.
بس لا. بس إيه.
I think it's دايما maybe a surprise to a lot of white people, let's say, إنه نحن ما في like ما في a singular language that we identify مش identify with us, you know, that we just speak يعني.
أو حتى officially.
And most people in Lebanon speak at least two languages.
yeah, and like documents, so heck, I think there's a lot of things you can still do in French يعني.
بيجو officially يعني, which is quite funny صراحة.
I feel like كمان like برا it's so rare إنه حدا يحكي أكتر من لغة, like they're so proud, وهنا everyone does it, it's like عادي.
إيه. نحنا when we're like بنتعلم لغة جديدة, لغة جديدة بتكون the third or the fourth language بنتعلمها أو the fifth. so هيك
بعدين بلبنان إنه لما نكون عم نحكي ومنخلوت لغات إنه عادي والكل بيفهم هون, أنا أيام بخلوت لغات لأنه how am I gonna be funny or expressive in one language is not enough, I need يعني to be spicy. ما بيفهموا العالم, بصير أنا إنه يا الله أنا لما أكون عم بحكي كذا لغة بكون عم excluding people, مش إنه يعني بكون عم بعمل شيء bad almost.
I feel like it's such like انت for instance Emma, you're in London, it's so hard not to mix languages because it's so unconscious for us, but then you have to remember إنه shit لا إنه some people ما حيفهموا إذا خلطنا English أو عربي obviously وهيك. So it's just like it makes it difficult to talk abroad, you have to be conscious أكتر.
إيه, ما حتى I'm tutoring students who are from Belgium, so بيحكوا French mostly وعم بيتعلموا English, بس أنا بيفهموا English وFrench. One of my students, بكون أنا I try to speak English as ما فيه تا يتعودوا إنه على English وما يكون عم نحكي French all the time. فبس sometimes ما بيكونوا بيفهموا الجملة أو بلشتها بFrench بكملها English, so بكون عم بخلط like French and English. وهي she's like wow 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 قولوا شوي ما عم بفهم شو عم بيصير أنا إنه بكون عم بحكي لغتان هي بتفهمون, بس the switching of the languages if you're not used to being bilingual or you know multilingual كتير confuses I feel like people.
حتى I think it affects like for me for instance بحس كل ما احكي لغة I kind of change شوي personality و type of jokes و هيك it's just weird you feel like شوي a different person like ما بعرف so like the so jokes true. مثلا in French are different than the jokes in English و different you know if you're in Lebanon and mixing all three languages it هيك you change kind of like how you act based on what you're speaking.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like I become more like sassy من ناحية you know like a sassy aunt بالعربي. If I'm joking in Arabic, if I'm joking in English, it's more like maybe a bit more witty, a bit
more Victorian.
Just because I can play around with words better.
كمان كنت عم فكر إنه مثلاً in relation to the erasure وهيك أخبار إنه يعني لازم يكون في need to be able to be okay with different versions of the self. But يعني through time as we grow different versions of me or different phases I had or identities or whatever in order يعني not to gaslight the past self in terms of feelings or thoughts and
let's not invalidate
is that these are things I no longer agree with هلا إيه إنه whether it be politics أو إشياء كنت أعملها أو أقولها اللي هلا إنه I'm a baby that was wrong أو إنه عرفني things I liked read or watched إنه معلي إذا قرينا Twilight وحبيني إنه بوقت حبيت وهلا إنه بعدني تيم جايكوب يعني بعدني I hold on to this وبعدني إنه بعلق أنا وريها كل فترة بس إنه سواء
نعلق عشو حبيب أوكي
I haven't watched it nor read it
معلي أحسن سارة don't read it
wow
Okay. At this point بحياتي I feel like خلاص إنه أنا it was one of my introductions into reading like the bigger introductions for some people it was Harry Potter for me it was Twilight بس إنه I feel like it's
أنا had a thing for the vampire stuff
so. I remember بس speaking of that كتير صعبة to reconcile yourself أصلا مع your past like the past versions of yourself إنه ريا تبع هديك سنة ريا تبع اللي كان عمرها 12 سنة you know إنه the times where I would say things يعني if I look back now it's not just cringe worthy it's more like oh god يعني thank god ما كنت يعني actively على تويتر I posted these opinions online يعني
ريا I was
I feel إيه كذي أقول I feel like Emma was very like vocal على تويتر
بس thankfully كان a fan account وما حدا بيعرف أنا مين بس إنه
أنا كمان I had a fan account bro when I think back it's like I want to erase like كل شيء قبل
إيه
like the كل ما يكون أبعد like an earlier version of myself I'm like لا please لا كل ما it's more recent I'm like a bit more accepting let's not talk about it especially هلا it's gonna be has it's different with social media media and we have proof of what we were like you know it's not like خلاص it's a distant memory we have photos we have tweets like I see my old tweets اوقات وهيك يعني بزعل على حالي
انا كمان
وهلا انستا عندهم that thing where they're like ايه 2 years ago today وهيك اخبار وشو بفوت انه على الستوري وبشوف شو كنت كاتبه بالستوري ام لايك اما شو هاللوجاج بليز احترمي حالك شوي ولا
على انستا عم بيعملوا هيك
حتى فيسبوك اي ثينك
Facebook, أنا I know and I avoid Facebook, but Instagram كمان no. I feel like there's a reason I don't go back. I don't look back على أشياء. Honestly, ما بدي أعرف the things I used to post على Facebook. I really do not want to know. مش عايزة فوت فيها نعمل face self hate. ما بقى okay, like the past versions of me got me to where I am right now. Let's think about that. And let's not think about the specifics of the old versions of me. كيف كنت أحكي؟ كيف كنت ألبس؟ إيش هل كنت أولى my rejection like I feel like if there's a huge section of my life كان في كتير rejection ل Arab culture وأنه ما بدي أكون ريتو هيك وما بسمع موسيقى بالعربي
same صراحة
ما بدي أحكي عربي
especially music in عربي يعني some people بحس أنا I was one of those people إنه يعني عربي music or whatever you
exactly.
know إنه هيك it's I guess من وراء I don't know if it's because of the movies we used to watch وهيك إنه كل شيء was American و we used to feel it's cooler بس ما بعرف هلا I really like كتير I change من هالناحية إنه accepting of Arab culture
كان في كتير rejection of ourselves إنه and I feel like in the for the constant formation of our identity اللي ما بتخلص في rejections of parts of ourselves that happened before في acceptance sometimes
yeah
I think Amina this relates to إنه كيف what might help is إنه changing the perspective of إنه this self is a work in progress. Oh, yeah, work in progress. ما بحبه بس إنه whatever.
We're under construction.
Under construction.
إيه. There you go. Rather than إنه the perfect person اللي أنا رح ضلني continuously perfect. لا إنه لا ما وصلت على the perfect form اللي هو أنا وأنه ما حدا رح يوصل له يعني لما موت still ما رح يكون بس إنه أنا براسي hoping إنه بلا بس هي لا. إنه instead يعني بحس what helps شوي is إنه ليكي سوا إنه اليوم تعلمتي وبكرة رح تتعلمي بس this is getting dangerous for me لأنه مثلا me 2 hours ago versus me now يعني في فرق وما كتير بحبها هي من 2 hours ago so يعني I'm like you progressed differently ما كتير حبيت
That's what, like the lens where we get كتير hard ourselves بس it's so important to be open يعني understanding إنه being open to learning eases it for us يعني إذا أنت أصلا you're more rigid about it it doesn't allow لهالشي يصير ما بعرف أنه there's a phrase that I like to use as much as possible and I hope to use it every day I'm like so cliche I'm like a robot who keeps saying it يعني if I learn something new حتى لو it's like something super silly رح أنسيه صراحة بعد 5 دقايق I'm like you learn something new every day and like I started this like 3 years ago كل ما أتعلم شي جديد because everyone says this phrase أنا ما أنا شي جديد
wow 3 years ago
بس إنه it's something إنه I try to like ذكر حالي you know what لا you learn something new every day it's like I try to humble myself إنه ريا you can I don't مش ضروري أتعلم شي يعني أوف يعني إذا تعلمت إنه طريقة كيف بتتعجل الورقة غير عن ما بعرف شو يعني I'm like okay I learned something new today هذا شي جديد ما كنت أعرفه من 5 دقايق so
yeah بحس إنه this opens you up to learning أكتر يعني when it's about إنه أنا I'm changing وهيك يعني في room for me to grow لأنه أصلا يعني you already set the ground و set the tone خلص you can change you can learn you can be better no worries مش مشكلة وبحس إنه this counters the toxicity that comes with cancel culture إنه Because, you know, if I am learning, then, you know, ما حدا يعتبني. You know, مش as an excuse, بس, you know, it's just like, baby, we are a human, it's fine. You can tell my new thing is baby. This podcast is sponsored by baby. Is it a dirty dancing thing? ما بعرف, منشوف.
Perhaps.
So, eh.
That's very true, actually. You know, كتير prominent cancel culture. You know, we can see it by, you know, It's endemic كتير in our days, especially إنه like على social media or even YouTube, because I spend a lot of my time on YouTube. You see كتير people are so excited and so like energized to cancel others, especially as a حدا influencer or like عنده like if they're a spokesperson لأي شيء. It's like you know عملوا غلطة خلاص you know they're cancelled. We don't care about them anymore. Let's completely كلنا unfollow, unsubscribe, say their shit. Throw them under the bus. And it's not a new thing, cancel culture. It's been happening. It's new. من ناحية إنه كلمة cancel culture, إنه بهالأيام صاروا كتير بيستعملوها. إنه أيام زمان it was just public hangings. يعني they're cancelled publicly and killed, condemned to death. يعني.
بس why do you think إنه هالقد like for instance على YouTube إذا حدا عمل شيء غلط أو شيء دغري we're so quick to want to like خلاص unsubscribe و يلا باي يعني what do you think إنه هيك
I think إنه كتير في لأنه مش idolize بس they kind of idolize الشخص إنه هنا they curate هالcontent وthey should be aware of كل شيء ولازم ما يغلطوا ولا شيء بس كمان it depends على person يعني إذا حدا بتحسيه يعني clearly from their messages or things they've said before they know إنه they're constantly learning ومنه شخص مفكر حاله all knowing how they react to a mistake they make helps ease يعني whether or not قوي رح يكون الكانسل أو لا وهون we can go into phenomenon of apology videos which are like a whole phenomenon يعني على يوتيوب وبيست على كيف again like how they reacted على المستيك which is how they apologized how the apology video was made و how they perceived it كتير بيأثر على whether or not they're cancelled or they're forgiven إذا بديك for their mistake
وكمان I feel like whether هن عملوها من عندهم أو لأنه they were called out on يعني بالcomments everyone commented so they made an apology video أو هن لوحدهم they admitted إنه عملوا شي غلط like for instance إذا واحد أو واحدة like they made an apology video بلا ما حدا يكون لاحظ إنه they did the mistake إنه من الأول I feel like this is the best kind you know
oh wow إيه بس I feel like هول كتير قليل إنه
yeah
صراحة. Maybe the only person who did this was Jenna Marbles I think before she disappeared بس حتى لو people like pointed it out بتكون انت عجب بتكون مش عارفين يعني ما لاحظوا الغلطة. It's
yeah.
يعني taking hell understanding taking hell you know the hurt feelings by whoever you hurt through your mistake or whatever thing اللي صار يعني and dealing with it in a good way ما بعرف. So if you're a شخص clearly من الأول مبين you're open to learning and you admit you make mistakes and many perfect then they're less likely I guess to be cancelled.
Yeah.
كمان different contexts for identity. بحس إنه مثلا sometimes we change our identity إنه لأنه we're changing يعني عادي مش إنه make over إنه it changes و other times إنه the change is forced upon the person من وراء different circumstances يعني مثلا فكر ب women who become a parent and then بيصيروا labeled as a working mom أو a stay at home mom أو just a mom إنه شو بتعمل إنه she's a mom أو whatever أو إنه أكيد في عالم بيحبوا this label. I'm not saying لا, بس we're just talking about the context in which it's forced label وبتصير a thing that is the only thing that is about you rather than إنه multi-dimensional person.
Your whole identity is being a mother.
أو إنه مثلاً if you have a like relative اللي جوز حدا من a different faith بلبنان يعني. إنه مثلاً I think of because إنه نحنا إنه أنا وريا يعني نحنا سارة أزوء إنه ربينا بالزيرونف بس إنه what I mean is بالزيرونف مسيحي culture which is إنه هي عيد إنه الزارة المسيحية إنه واحدة من إخواتها تجوزت واحد مسلم إنه كتير you hear this like it's a thing
like أنا I can talk from you know being the only like the only Muslim in a Christian school هيك like ولا مرة حدا said it or anything but I felt it was always like my like hidden identity you know like what people thought of me without me knowing إنه هل البنت المسلمة بالصف or like بالصف الكاتشاز مثلا إنه هيك it was always a bit awkward because إنه ما بعرف there was a lot of shit thrown at like Islam in general not saying it's just like a Christian thing you know Muslim people do the same obviously among Christian people يعني بس هيك it was always a bit weird because I felt إنه like I don't want to identify as a Muslim girl لما كون this different girl in class بس انه it's so easy to لا عادي it wasn't traumatic or anything بس هيك like when you're young you're always uncomfortable with being different
أكيد.
او مثلا like you know and being in church and being the only one that doesn't come to like take the irbin وهيك it's always awkward بس I feel like because identity كتير بنفكر فيها انه it's a label it's something like for example working mom or this Muslim girl or whatever and then it becomes like your whole self كأنه like دايما في one adjective or one way of seeing it
it's like a box
society at least
it like fits you in and boxes can be nice labels can be nice and helpful من ناحية like when you want to have some sort of sense of belonging بركة أو trying to understand your core values or your limits or your boundaries بس إنه boxes كمان أكيد like what I feel like most people think of as being put in a box is in it's limiting بتصير trying to fit in your like beliefs or your values على one thing and okay لا okay أنا مسيحية so ما في إذا بقول هيك أو بعمل هيك would that contradict me being like being a Christian إنه بصيروا they're clashing these different values لأنه في different identities لأنه your identity هي just one identity but it's made up of so many different elements and trying to categorize you into just one box or even two boxes كتير limits you يعني حتى إنه it's just horrible like إنه مثل ما قالت أما calling a woman a working mom بدل ما just تكون a person who works who's also a mother you know إنه you don't call them working dads have you ever heard the term working dad إنه لا
ولا مرة yeah
exactly إنه ما بعرف ليه في specific ones أكيد في like واحدين gendered يعني وفي واحدين مش بس gendered بيصير كتير concentrated على religion let's say أو concentrated على your ethnicity وهيك this is I feel like which makes the whole thing a bit more confusing or harder to maneuver بعالم when it's different
in Lebanon بحس the main two are obviously like nationality and religion يعني
أكيد لأنه كتير في ingrained issues من هالأشياء politically بين الاثنين يعني حتى وقتها يعني I wonder how your experience دايما تفكر فيها أنه being in an all like Catholic school and you're like the Muslim girl I can't imagine يعني هي اصلا being a teenager in school is polarizing, so being the Muslim girl in school ما بعرف كيف.
You know, the younger I was, the more awkward and uncomfortable I was with, you know, هذا الشيء. بس بعدين, you know, I just got over it, you know. You know, بحس when you get older, you don't care about, you know, خلاص, you know, whatever, يعني.
Yeah.
بس هيك, it's always weird to be, like, I feel also because هلا, you know, it's kind of celebrated واحد يكون different. It's like something cool. Whereas before, when you're younger, you kind of have to fit in أكتر.
إيه, صح.
بحس كمان, you know, sometimes we're born defined وبتصير a lifetime of definition. يعني if you're a person of color, if you're a woman, if you're part of all these different quote-unquote minorities. Minorities بالنسبة لمين؟ مين قرر؟ Anyway, not the point.
Yeah.
بس بحس هيدا كله عنده limitations. أكيد عنده limitations. بس إنه limitations in relation to what I can achieve مع this defined identity. وكيف I'm gonna be perceived by the society من وراها. يعني بلبنان, very obviously, if you're a Lebanese woman, or مثلاً, you know, like the simplest example, you're a Lebanese woman, you wanna get married to a man, obviously, لو ما فيك تتجوز حدا تاني بلبنان, اللي بيكون إنه مش لبناني, دغري يعني بيهلعوا حتى إذا حدا أبيض أو whatever, they're like, okay, صار عندهم الباسبور, بس إنه الأولاد ما رح يكونوا لبنانية, and بيصيروا يفكروا بالويراتة, what happens to what the family has, or who's gonna take it, وأكيد not this daughter of ours, because, oh well.
You're born with limiting factors. أول ما خلقتي إيش تقرروا عنك.
Yeah.
أنا ما بتخلقي مع clean like white slate ويلا let's build upon this. يعني بتخلقي والسليت معمول ومحفور ويلا إنه عندك نتفة محلات تغيري فيه بقلبه.
Yeah.
هلا أنت وتا you mentioned أما إنه إذا تجوزت حدا من برا أجنبي أو شيء هيك كتير ذكرتني بـ conversation I had مع سارة the other day. هيدي الobsession with whiteness. Especially with regards هلا إيه إنه في عالم بدهن لأنه الهوية الأجنبية كذبون يهربوا من البلد أو لأنه it's you know privileged أكتر, which is true. يعني you get privileges إذا you're not Lebanese basically. بس مش بس not Lebanese, you have to be specifically
white European.
European.
No. For instance, إذا حدا is dating a white person, a Caucasian white person, it's يعني people start saying إنه لقطة واو من وين و you're so lucky, whereas if a person was dating an African person أو حدا من Asia أو شيء, okay بيكون أجنبي, بس like for in Lebanon it's like في different classes of أجانب, في the white people first and then في the Arab, بس هيك like minus Syria and Palestine maybe وهيك كم شغلة, and then at the end في Africa. So it's so weird how people think about it, you know, dating someone white, they see it كأنه as an escape from Lebanon, you know,
كتير they fetishize like whiteness.
Yeah,
هو أصلا the west إنه لأنه في westernization قوي وفي هيدا maybe wanting to be part of that, so في هالurge. بس إنه كتير like racism إذا كتير يعني مهيمن إذا بديك, لأنه أصلا people of color, إذا عم نحكي عن people who are black or إذا they're from any other country بالcontinent of Africa أو إذا they're Southeast Asian, دايما they're associated مع domestic workers, so ما في هال يعني دايما they put into that category. فهذا الشيء اللي بي
حتى like I remember once in Beirut, يعني كان في a black woman, she's talking but ما بعرف, she wanted like something ودغري people started saying, you know, like the man that was interacting with her, I think, you know, بلش treating her like, you know, هيك, you know, أكيد she's not a tourist, you know, no way you can feel a black woman as a tourist in Lebanon, she must be a domestic worker, you know. Whereas إذا you see a white person in Beirut, no way حد فكر إنه they're coming for work, obviously, يعني.
دغري فيها boxes لما نحط لهم إياهم.
بس I can't imagine thinking living in Lebanon as a black woman أو إنه حدا from the Philippines أو Sri Lanka, لأنه عن جد they get treated so differently. دغري it's assumed, you know, they're coming here as domestic workers. They're not even given like a chance, you know.
That's true. وكمان مش بس هيك, domestic workers equals less than. مش إنه okay.
Yeah.
جايين لهال specific job. جايين لهال specific job اللي منعتبرها إنه هي أقل من أي شيء تاني. يعني في كثير اي داي انه فت فيها وي شوي دايجريس بس انه
anyway I think this shows أدب in Lebanon your identity and how people see you is related to how you look. Yeah, I think it's very يعني in Lebanon looks plays like a huge looks role. In general it plays a huge role in how people perceive you, how people treat you.
That's true. كتير كتير interesting هالفكرة من ناحية إنه how people perceive you, how people perceive your identity. يعني how much of my identity is what people perceive me as versus how I perceive myself.
يعني
question to keep it to throw into the universe. يعني.
بحس كمان إنه because of all of this, to a certain extent, the society we're in, or the culture we're taking part of, كمان becomes our identity in some way. And whether it be the politics we have, or the internalized misogyny, or homophobia,
or fat phobia even, yeah.
Yeah, funny stuff. أكيد إنه sometimes we grow up مع هالأشياء لأنه عائلتنا هيك أو whatever. Other times عائلتنا ما بتكون هيك أو بتكون half هيك أو whatever. Sometimes منضلنا مع هالأشياء. Sometimes we unlearn them to relearn غير أشياء. Sometimes نحنا relearning whatever, you know, a thing. It's a thing.
وهيدي كتير اتلينكس لهلا لشو قلت لك انه هيك حسيت انه لانه your environment is people who like see you and how you see people around you and how you see yourself so it affects how you perceive yourself and how you perceive yourself كمان shows how you present yourself انه affects it so
انه مثلا I think of شي سوبر مقلعازة بس كيف إذا you're حدا progressive أو liberal أو whatever any of how the words بيلعيزوا
الكي terms
إيه how the, you know because مش كل هاو الكلمات حلوين مش كلهم they mean what they actually mean بس anyway you know it's like for you to show people you know you're part of هيدا group politically you need to let's say dress in a certain way or look a certain way مش دايما بس you know sometimes for that expectation listen to certain music or say certain things or you know, attend certain things but you know, that's neither here nor there
it's true كمان something else I feel like أنا وسارة have talked about من ناحية how we perceive how people perceive us and how that affects how we perceive and present ourselves is كيف in مثلا I know بلبنان أنه I'm probably looked at and judged more than if إذا كنت برا يعني أو nitpicked إذا بديك so like the way the how we choose to dress كمان whether it's showing more skin less skin إذا في like loud patterns ولا it's like more subtle كمان بيأثر يعني when أنا يعني I don't dress the same here as I dress يعني somewhere you know not say كتير مش هاد بزيفر بس إنه إذا كنت برا
I was telling Rhea كيف لأنه we spend every summer in France usually. I was telling her كيف in France لأنه people care so much less about how you look. Like unconsciously put less effort in my appearance versus in Lebanon which is a society that's very يعني heavily they heavily judge you based on how you look. So unconsciously I use يعني I dress differently. هونيك I would go out like in sweats وعادة. I wouldn't feel weird about it versus هون انه ما بحس I'd ever go to the mall in sweats you know so yeah so you know it affects a lot like the people how you know the priorities of as a basic society it affects a lot how you dress and how you know كل شيء
that's true
like the country you live in عن جد I feel like it plays a huge role in how you like you, لأنه نحن آخر شيء we have to like we adapt as humans so in a society in Lebanon that's very the judge based on looks so بحس مش based on looks بس إنه it's related to looks وهيك so unconsciously you would put more effort in the appearance
إيه لأن your worth is put in that هلا أنا عملت ما if you it's correct to call it reaction formation because it's not a coping mechanism اللي عملته بس أنا I felt like my mom كتير hyper focused to يعني كتير hyper aware على different things people would say to judge يعني based على كيف شكلي أو شو عاملة أو whatever and I really hated that so دايما كنت أنه actively كون أنه العكس I think so هلأ now I give zero shits I could go to the mall in sweatpants I could go in a stinky shirt you know stinky shirt مش هيك قصدي بس أنه I stopped caring completely لأنه I think I worked على countering هالjudgment and like كل ما تجين فكرة أنه what will people think and can I wear this there أنه I don't want it to, you know, I don't want this to define me.
I feel for our parents, it's still very much related to looks, like, كيف you present. أنا for my mom, كتير she cares, مثلا, حتى with my dad, you know, إذا he's not dressed properly, she won't go out with him, you know, هيك, she cares so much about how we're dressed, وإذا شكلنا مرتبين, you know.
بحس another thing, كمان, another factor is, مثلا, the family environment, إنه we already touched upon this trap, بس إنه family environment كيف إنه their expectations أو يعني their expectations for us وكيف مين رح نكون وش رح نكون أو شو نعمل بحياتنا أو شو نطلع من حياتنا. And then في كمان the nicer maybe part اللي هي things they enjoy with the personal influence that has. إنه مثلاً إذا they're into إنه حدا من your family أو parents are into baking, you might be into it as well. Or you know, you're so into baking that you just reject baking altogether.
Yeah. I feel like that's كتير true. يعني هالشي أنا كتير resonates إذا بديك with me. لأنه إنه I have several hobbies. It's an understatement of a phrase. Several mini hobbies or side things. إنه مثلاً my dad, ما إنه photographer بس إنه he was always the photographer of and بال events, يعني هو he's a cinematographer بس دائما كان معه الكاميرا اللي عم بيصور كل شيء. And I was always fascinated with photography من ورا هالشيء, يعني من وقت وأنا صغيرة. And I still love photography and I even have his old film camera that I use. ف يعني هذا الشيء بيأثر. My mom loves to cook so I also love to cook maybe. بحب أكل so بحب أطبخ. بس كمان إنه both of them كتير they're very handy like. Like arts and crafts stuff. And هو he's a handy person who he builds stuff, who fixes things. ومام دايما عنده ideas how to make another life an object or like design something or create something. And I feel like هولي they both mixed and created this hybrid اللي هو أنا like كتير بحب إشا like DIYs or arts and crafts و like artistic side. It, كمان it breeds it يعني.
I find it interesting, you know, أنت عملت قصص يعني kind of like you got inspired from your family and you chose like hobbies that align with what they like. Whereas for me, for instance, it's like I feel like I did the opposite. Like whatever my parents like to do, I just do, you know, شي ما خصه. أو for instance, إذا في بحس في شي, like for instance, mom ما كتير she likes to ترتب وهيك. So أنا I have an obsession with ترتيب because of kind of like ما بعرف to counter it or whatever. أو you know, mom was never the, you know, she doesn't enjoy كتير baking وهيك, so كتير fitted into baking وهيك. I feel like it's kind of like filling in gaps or maybe just doing the opposite. It's weird how هيك based على family environment you either decide to do something that's like your parents or the opposite.
Yeah, that's true.
Your family also affects كتير الكارير. يعني I'm talking your, بس أنا personally I'm talking about myself. يعني كتير my family's, my mom's side of the family كتير obsessed بmedicine. كل شيء about medicine وكتير كتير they يعني من وقتها ما أنا I'm young they kind of conditioned me. أنا I think يعني وصلت على a point in my life I'm like is this my idea or is this brainwashing يعني هيك. It made me confused, like I didn't know where the idea originated from. Whether أنا بدي أعمل med school لأنه أنا بحب أو لأنه it's been ingrained into my head من وقت ما عمري شي سبعة. So yeah, I feel like it affects يعني the family affects كتير the career choices. For sure. بركي for me because my parents like كتير همون بهيك أخبار. Like أنت ريا, I don't think your parents ولا مرة دفشوك in a certain direction.
They never did. إنه I was lucky من هالناحية. I know كتير عالم إنه أهلهم بتفشون towards إنه شيء مثلهم يعني. You know I'm a doctor, be a doctor like me. I'm a dentist. إنه فوت بالمجال معي. بس أنا I was lucky من ناحية إنه ما حدا دفشني. They were left it open and for me to discover what I wanted, which is I feel like maybe rare. And I was very lucky من هالناحية.
Yeah, especially maybe it's even more rare in Lebanon or Arab countries where ما عندي كتير stability مثل برا in Europe. إنه whatever you do, you know, you know, في minimum wage at least, you know. Whereas in Lebanon, our parents بيخافوا إنه إذا مركة ما عملت medicine أو engineering or whole professions, you know, that are like wow for parents. And you know, it's a different environment they grew up in. هن كمان. So I get their points. And you know, they want stability for us versus in Europe. And you know, عندهم stability, so ما كتير بيتدخلوا ب like majors أو careers.
إنه مثلاً أنا something that إنه شو يعني ما دفشني in a certain direction, بس مثلاً بيي هو لأنه فات بمجال ال audio visual stuff, you know, cinematography, like producing movies, videos, whatever, كل هالمجال ما حمسني فوت عليه, لأنه from his experience working بهالمجال بلبنان كان كتير like a dying thing or you don't find jobs, so he never excited, you know, ولا مرة قال لي فوت بهالشي, kind of maybe like he told me to avoid it. That's the only thing يعني إذا عم نحكي منها.
Okay, yeah. So I feel like in lockdown كمان a lot of us started like dabbling into new things, like new hobbies, things we didn't have time to think or do before. Like كتير حسيت انه this من اول يعني من وقت ما بلش lockdown like a year ago لهلا, I tried a lot of different things لانه at home هيك I felt يعني all the activities we used to do most of them صاروا unsafe وهيك, so هيك I wanted to يعني it affected بحس a lot my identity or because it was hobbies that are you do solo and not with other people. So I feel like lockdown hey gave me more time for myself and more time to develop as a person.
That's very true. I know how to how you construct and see yourself.
Yeah.
What am I going to see eyes of society on you because you're at home.
And ما في the social self as much like you know and دائما وقت you're with friends وهيك قد ما can you change like personality and في a different I feel like I have different personalities with different friends حتى and not just with friends in general. So being alone هيك it was a bit weird أول شيء بس and no I don't know it's like I felt عند a more stable identity in a way because of all the time I spent alone. Yeah.
It's cool. I feel like some people had the opposite reaction. أنت كيف كانت إليك أما؟
I don't remember much of lockdown للصراحة لأنه أي واحدة منهم أصلاً بس بالأول يعني كان I was like okay بلكي هلا I will be able to إنه أعمل أقرأ يعني I'm like إيه يلا إنه أنا jokes. I think I spent most of it on my phone or no, this is something that we've talked about بغير episodes and no, you know screen time stuff بس I don't know no, before lockdown كنت ديجا بلشت اتعلم guitar so that continued with me I did some puzzles بس no, that's also something I usually do it's just no, يعني lockdown for me was just me existing in my brain or dealing with different things or sorting things I was you know planning on leaving so ما بعرف ليه for me like the move كان شيء كتير كبير مش انه يعني يلا اشترينا التيكتس ومنفل لا I had to prepare so many different things on so many different levels و... so it was a busy time يعني وكان عم بيصير في the pandemic و you know بس yeah I don't even remember is I like I binged something and not she series oh can't recall anything. I just remember, no, the one, يعني the one accomplishment I clearly remember, هو إنه خلصت آخر كتاب Lady Midnight لأنه كان سميك وكان ضلني على كذا سنة حملته معي everywhere وما كنت يعني in the zone إنه أقدر خالص أو أري حتى. So that's what I did. And the thing is, إنه I finished it like a few weeks before leaving lab. مش إنه حتى be the deep. Deep weeks of the pandemic. So we're still in a pandemic. يعني ما بعرف هلا إنه capitalism هلا قرر إنه like we're done. في we have concerts coming in a few months. So يعني أنا هلا I'm thinking إنه wait should I engage مع هيدا الديناميك إنه خلص خلصت إنه.
بس I think it took a minute because of the vaccines in England. لا مش like most of the people did it. إنه هون for instance إنه كمان I feel like بطل في كورونا like في still a bit of إنه في cases بس هيك خلاص it's like corona time is over
هيك قرر الببليك
إيه which is funny إنه out of nowhere everywhere صار covid time is over مع إنه و somehow كمان cases have been decreasing كتير ومثلا هون قطعت فترة ما كان حدا عم بيموت I'm like Was this all in my head?
كتير surreal. It seems really weird صراحة.
I don't know أنا if I trust the numbers لأنه it's so shady. هلا it's not shady since بلش الvaccination program so مفروض يخفوا بس هيك it's weird. I'm like are the numbers real or
إيه like the thing that grounded me was like I heard news like I think it was the priest that used to be هون the pastor of this church مات من شي جمعتين فجأة. من كورونا.
Yeah, so then you remember.
I was like, like it's like flashback it's to reality, you know, يعني. COVID is real.
Yeah.
ما بعرف, it's really weird. إنه كمان, I think for you, Emma, was like, كان في a shift, إذا عم نحكي بعد عن identity وهيك, إنه suddenly صرت عايشة بغير بلد, وعائلتك مش حدك, وphysically يعني.
I thought it was gonna be harder on me, يعني be certain things emotionally. ماشي الحال يعني. So sometimes I'm surprised. So this shift إنه كان strange weird يعني. It's about me being يعني. It's I don't think في difficulties in relation to إنه أنا taking care of myself أو الأخبار. لأنه these are some things people experience. It was more about أنا finally having my space to do هالأشياء و being able to finally إنه unpack a lot of أمراض و trauma whatever be environment that is only mine و safe و هيك. So the يعني the shift ما بعرف قد ايه كان ident إنه أكيد في different layers to it, في أشياء identity related, بس بحس it's been a year of a lot of mental gymnastics و effort و fun stuff يعني. I wonder إنه إذا in a few years I'm gonna look back على هالسنة و think of it as like a second coming of the teenage years.
Coming of age part 2.
Who knows? It looks like I'm always coming of age because I'm always aging.
I mean, we are always aging. That is very true.
Yeah, يعني
I feel like أنا the only shift for me من ناحية إنه lockdown شو عمل فيي. إنه I started a lot of new like artsy hobbies. ماشي جديد يعني, ماشي هالقد واو, بس إنه the biggest shift really that I perceived كان how much more of a recluse I became. كتير يعني.
Oh yeah.
I could live, I feel like, in the mountains in isolation right now and not see people and be completely fine with it. يعني I would have been fine with it before, but would have wanted to visit people often. But now I feel like I'm, كأنه I'm so happy and fine with sitting with myself by myself all the time. Which is maybe, you know, a part of it is great, but a part of it is a bit like sad. But you know, I'm gonna like relearn how to socialize, how to be.
I was gonna say it's great, يعني.
Eh,
it is. I was gonna say it's great, لأنه like, I know a lot of people who مافيون يكونوا alone, like هيك they're jittery وقتها they're alone. Which you know, it's great, and you feel comfortable enough to be days on end, يعني. Just you.
Eh, but the العكس تبعها صار إنه I'm uncomfortable. Thinking of going into social situations.
Yeah,
that's the downside.
Anna, then I question if it's a great thing, at least for myself, you know, for myself, obviously, not at least for myself. For myself. But you know, Anna, then I've been here. Then I prefer أقعد بالبيت ولحالي, وإنه يعني الظهرة is كتير بدأ effort on so many levels وبفضل الله يعني مش even in an introverted way يعني في شي تاني for sure. Obviously هذا الشي has changed throughout the years, يعني صرت more رواء about going out وهيك. It's يعني it's funny انه I am both these people. I'm حدا who you can in a comical way picture in a like very dark room وما ضويت الضو like in 5 days وقاعدة على الفلاش لايت وهيك, بس بذات الوقت انه I'm someone اللي لما I'm around people I'm almost a people's person.
You are, I think so, yeah.
So بعيش wow. هالديكوتومي كتير. بس انه هلا يعني I've been thinking انه why do I live in these extremes مثل ما I live in all the other extremes.
We love the polar.
What are these choices? Do you want to maybe second I don't know, second guess it at least.
There will be time for it.
Reconsider, لا, okay, خمس مشكلة. خليني إيه في list of أمراض و polars we're dealing with هلا, بعدين in time بنوصل لها, maybe be my 40s إذا
20 سنة أدفتيها, يلا منشوف.
في كتير دراما to unpack وإشياء طيب, خمس
كده وقتي.
So I guess إنه, you know, identity is such a pop-up thing و it can be looked at through so many lenses, whether it be sociological, psychological, political, or حيالله. My identity is everywhere. You know, we could have chosen to take an informative route. We didn't. لأنه this is not about, you know, teaching people about identity. People can do that for themselves, obviously. أصلاً, that's not our brand. We're, you know, we are not choosing to educate. That's not something.
That's what this podcast,
you know,
is about.
But this is more about, you know, our different experiences with identity. وش يعني identity هلا؟ Like, كنت جاي أقول إنه in 5 years from now, baby, in 6 months from now.
So true.
إنه, you know, دايماً I think of إنه in a few months will we still, let's say, be into the logo تبع our podcast? Will we still feel like it represents us?
Yeah.
Would we want to change it? كل قد إيه رح نضلنا changing it إذا كل فترة إنه نضلنا نعمل rebranding revamping. ف identity is a is a many wonderful things and
yeah,
not all
true.
At once.
It's been nice, يعني, to talk about them with your added perspective, Sarah.
Exactly.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, صراحة. I was so nervous, but I liked it. It's a very chill conversation.
Mm.
So, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wouldn't have it any other way, يعني. Imagine us, I can't imagine us, like, نعملها مش conversational ومش casual. If that were the case, I would, like, expel myself out of the world, this earth, ما بعرف.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you for, you know, tagging along. Let us know who your ideas on identity are. Who are you? Who are you? what do you do? All the stuffs. كده. It was fun. Fun stuff, fun times. See you next week, Rhea.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.